Pat Ganan. I'm an extension climatologist with the University of Missouri.
So, Pat, you know, like we were just talking about a second ago, we have snow in Missouri in October. Maybe not what we're looking for, but to kind of go into what that means for farmers and then kind of give an outlook of what the next few days might be like.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you're right. You know, it's October, and you don't usually associate snow with October, but it does happen. I mean, snow in Missouri during in October, it is unusual, and obviously we're seeing it today. And we also had some, we had snowfall last year and a couple incidents. I think it was in mid-October and then one on Halloween morning. So, and even the event last year, we saw, I believe it was around the 15th of October, we had Northwest Missouri. They were reporting anywhere from about a trace to an inch and a half. And then, like I said, on Halloween morning last year, we had a little bit of snow impact the state, quite a bit of the state. And this year, it looks like it's going to be no exception in that regard. But, you know, it's when you get accumulating snow, notable snowstorms in October, that's where it's highly unusual. And but I always think back on, I believe it was October 22nd and 23rd in 1996, you know, about 24 years ago, there was a snowstorm that impacted portions of northwestern and west central Missouri in the Kansas City area. They had a heavy wet snow, and there were totals of 3 inches to nearly a foot of snow, which is really unusual. It just doesn't happen often. And, you know, snowstorms in October, they can be quite, you know, at one time they can look kind of pretty, but at the other time they can be quite damaging because, you know, October we still have leaves in the trees. And so when you get a heavy wet snow, that can bring down a lot of branches, which can then hit power lines and take out power for communities. And that's what we saw in 1996 with that October snowstorm. We saw many down branches and lots of down power lines. And so something to keep an eye on. I know there's indications of some accumulation with this current October snow, but hopefully we won't see the magnitude of what we saw back in 1996.
So looking at the La Nina pattern that you know most expect to continue to form throughout this fall and winter, there's some, you know, things I've been reading about. Maybe it could be even stronger than expected, you know, when we look at December and into January. Do you see that being the case, where it could be stronger than, you know, we might think right now, and temperatures and things like that could be a little bit more extreme this winter?
Well, yeah, La Nina and its influence on Missouri is a little bit, it's a tough one. Missouri tends to be somewhat of a transition state in regard to impacts from La Nina, which, it's the below normal sea surface temperatures that you get in the equatorial Pacific. We are in a La Nina phase right now that's in forecast that could persist through the wintertime. But when we look at the teleconnections or the impacts that you can get from La Nina events and what that means for Missouri, it's somewhat of a toss-up with winter. And when you look at the forecast, at least those that are put forward by the Climate Prediction Center, they indicate for December, January, and February, for generally about the northern two-thirds of Missouri, they actually give equal chances for above, below, and near normal temperatures. So, you know, not strong confidence on what's going to happen with our temperature patterns. Over the southern third of the state, there's a slightly enhancement of perhaps above normal temperatures for that three-month period. But the strongest indicator for La Nina is across the southern U.S., where there's a higher likelihood of seeing above normal temperatures versus a higher likelihood across the northern plains into the Pacific Northwest of seeing below normal temperatures. And so, again, Missouri is kind of in the middle there on what to anticipate during La Nina winters. For precipitation, again, Missouri is somewhat of a transition. There are some indications during La Nina winters of above normal precip across much of the northern U.S. and that extends from the Pacific Northwest to the northern plains into the upper Midwest. You do get a little bit of a signal of wetness in the Ohio River Valley So you, that, you know, that goes into Illinois and perhaps kind of the far southeastern parts of Missouri. But for the rest of Missouri, they get equal chances for above, below, and near normal precipitation. And then as you go further south across the southern United States, La Nina winters tend to be not only warmer, but also drier. There's an enhanced likelihood of seeing below normal precipitation across the southern U.S. during La Nina winters.
So really looking at the southern states, that would affect states such as, you know, Arkansas and Texas, and really anything south of Missouri.
Right. That's where we see enhancement for more warmer conditions and also drier conditions. And, of course, you know, when we look at Missouri, we've especially southwestern parts of the state, they've been on experiencing drought conditions for several months now. And we are definitely seeing impacts. And, you know, that dryness has sort of expanded into parts, other parts of the state, especially during towards the end of September and the first half of October with drier conditions across Missouri. Fortunately, we have seen somewhat of a little bit of a pattern change towards wetter and actually much cooler conditions of what we've been seeing during the latter half of October. But, you know, it's been several months in southwest Missouri that's been receiving sub-normal rainfall. And so, you know, obviously agriculture is the first sector to get hit when it comes to a dry spell, especially during the growing season. And we saw these impacts. The row crop yields, you know, were not that great in southwest Missouri. Of course, other parts of the state, they actually were pretty good. But in parts of southwest Missouri where they just kept up missing on that rainfall in June, July, August, and into September and the first part of October, we're seeing these impacts. And if you go that long, you not only see agricultural impacts, you see hydrological impacts. And we've been seeing that where, you know, we have low or empty ponds in southwest Missouri. We have dry creek beds. We have, you know, springs that are running dry, wells that are getting low. And so there's a lot of concern because, you know, there's a pretty good livestock operation in southwest Missouri, and cattle need water. And so there's a lot of instances where producers are having to run water in their tanks and then haul that water to the cattle to keep them hydrated. And so the other thing is, you know, there's in the fall, you hope that the rains return and you get a little bit more regrowth in the grasses, but that just never happened. And so the pastures are still pretty bare, and with little or no grass to feed the cattle, you know, the ranchers are feeding their hay earlier than usual. And so, you know, forages are the backbone of the cattle industry in Missouri. And so there's some big concern, and there's probably some important decisions that are going to have to be made for livestock when it comes to keeping cows and calves and other considerations for winter grazing options across southwest Missouri because of this severe to extreme drought that's been impacting that part of the state. It is nice to see, you know, this pattern change we've seen just over the past week or so towards wetter conditions. They're getting a good drink of rain or a nice soaking today as I speak, and then there's another system forecast later this week to bring a substantial amount of rainfall, it looks. Fortunately, just rainfall. We actually are expecting temperatures to warm up through the week. And so, but nonetheless, that's what we need. We need more recharge. We need to recharge those surface water supplies that are above and below the ground, get those creeks running, get those ponds filled, because it's important to get water. And the big issue, I think, is the damage has already been done in regard to the pastures. There's just not going to be any recovery because we're in the cold season. We've had our freezes, and if you haven't had your first freeze, we're going to be getting it this week across pretty much the entire state. And so, something to keep an eye on, of course, with this existing drought that's been in southwest Missouri for so long, here for much of the growing season, starting back in June and going on into October.
So you said a couple of rain events possibly coming to the state, and then, you know, if it hasn't frozen in your area yet, it likely will before the week's done. Do you see any of that stretching out throughout the Midwest, or is a lot of the rain events Missouri-specific?
Well, I haven't. I pay most attention to Missouri since I work as a part of my program as being a state climatologist for Missouri. I know that this rainfall or precipitation, we're being obviously impacted by the system today, but there's another more robust, powerful storm system to impact our state on Wednesday and on into Thursday. That system currently is in the southwest, bringing some much-needed rainfall across the and snowfall, I should say, across the Rocky Mountain states, and then to New Mexico and on into Oklahoma and Texas, where it's also been very dry. You know, I talked about this dryness in Missouri. Much of the country, I would say the western half of the United States, is in some sort of drought situation. And so any precipitation over the next few months will be very helpful. And obviously we've heard in the news all these wildfires that have been taking place across the West, because there is a lot of area out West that's in a drought situation, and that extends, you know, a little bit of that extends into Southwest Missouri especially. And so this system that we're anticipating later this week is going to be bringing some beneficial, and it currently is bringing some beneficial precipitation across the Southwest that will gradually move into Oklahoma and move northeastward back into Missouri, with some other good chances of significant precipitation impacting our state. I think most notably after this system goes through today, another area of rainfall and perhaps thunderstorms will be moving into Missouri later in the day and Wednesday and on into Thursday.
So is this going to mostly really help to hit those drought areas in the southwestern part of the state, or is this going to stretch to cover a pretty good portion of the state?
I think it'll cover a pretty good portion of the state, but at least according to the forecast now, it looks like the heaviest precipitation will be affecting southern Missouri, perhaps into central sections of the state. So something to keep an eye on. I think it's going to be a good soaking rain for much of Missouri, but right now it looks like the heaviest precipitation could perhaps be impacting southwest and perhaps maybe up into central Missouri. So something to keep an eye on over the next few days, because those forecasts will always be tweaked and could change somewhat. But it does look like somewhere in Missouri we're going to see some really big rainfall totals as we go through the week. And then it looks like after that, we're finally going to see some sun in our state. It's been somewhat a cloudy, gloomy period over the past several days. And by Friday, I think that system will be off to the east. We'll see more sunshine and then more moderating temperatures as we go into the weekend. And in fact, the forecast for next week is indicating above normal temperatures. So I think that will be rather nice to have, considering what we're seeing today, which is more December-like weather, versus towards the end of October. It looks like much milder conditions and drier conditions as we go into the weekend and through much of next week.
Gotcha. So just kind of starting to wrap up here, we're looking at maybe some colder and wetter than normal weather, and then kind of at the end of the week and starting into next week, that's going to take a shift for a while and go a little bit warmer and drier then.
Absolutely, yep. It looks like we're in an unsettled, wet, cool pattern the next few days, but things will be moderating towards the end of the week, drier conditions by the weekend, warmer weather, and then that will continue into next week.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about or anything else you'd like to add?
I'm good with that. Well, if you're good.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time of your day to talk to me about it. Thanks for not forgetting about me after your other meeting. I'm sure you're pretty busy with everything going on.
That's fine, absolutely. And don't forget that there's the forage and livestock meeting that we have on Thursday at noon, mm-hmm. and that will be. And so I'm going to be providing a weather update at that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I missed last week. I was unable to hop on that call because I had something else come up, and I was like, oh, crap, I want to talk to Pat or get your breakdown. So I'm happy we can meet today and talk today.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
Yep. See ya.
Okay. Bye-bye.